Hey everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the MoonCutie.net's official podcast, the Sailor Moon News Roundup. So this is the very first episode, so I'm going to give a little introduction of myself first. I'm Brad. I'm Australian. I'm from Australia, born in Australia. But for the last 10 years, I've been living and working in Tokyo, Japan. And I run MoonCutie.net, which is www.moonCutie.net, the very big Sailor Moon website. So if you found this podcast from iTunes or Stitcher or somewhere else online, make sure to check out the website and you'll find more information on everything that I talk about in this podcast. Now, the Sailor Moon News Roundup podcast, it's a long name, I know, but I think it's pretty good description. And it's kind of a harks back to a feature I used to have on the site called the Sailor Moon Roundup, which I used to have every Friday, which would round up the week in Sailor Moon news. And that's basically what this podcast will be doing. Every Friday or Saturday, depending on my schedule, I will be basically summarizing all the big announcements that have happened during the week, which I think is definitely needed. And a lot of people have been requesting that I do something like this, because just recently there's been so much and Sailor Moon news, and it's been announced so frequently, sometimes even several times a day, that it's very hard to catch up on, even if I tweet it and post it on Facebook. You know, people can't be checking their social media and websites, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I think this will be a really good opportunity for people to catch up on the Sailor Moon news that they think they might have missed out on. Now, this won't really be like a conversational podcast. If you want to hear me kind of talk about Sailor Moon fandom and like have a big discussion about different, you know, story elements and merchandise and stuff like that, you should check out the Moony Tunes podcast, which is over at SailorMoonObsession.com. But from now on, I will actually be posting the links to the new episodes of the Moony Tunes as well on Moonky.net. So head over to Moonky.net and you will find links for both this podcast and the Moony Tunes podcast. Now, the Moony Tunes podcast, well, first of all, if you're listening and you're a fan of that podcast, thank you for listening and welcome, Moony Tunes fans. Yeah, so that podcast is very much a very long, sometimes an hour to 2 or 3 hour long podcast episodes. We try to do one every few weeks, but realistically, normally once a month is what usually happens. And we just, me, Sisin and Eku and any other guest stars will just pop in and we'll have a big, long, super long conversations about Sailor Moon. It's very very conversationalist style. But again, this podcast here, it's not a replacement for that, and it's definitely not in competition with Moony Tunes. It's a kind of a supplementary podcast, just a very quick, short episodes on a weekly basis to run through and keep everyone up to date on the Sailor Moon news. Okay, so I might as well get started. So this week there's been a lot of Sailor Moon news, especially recently. But I'm going to start off first with talking about the new Sailor Moon anime, just because this is the first episode of the podcast. And while we haven't got any new news this week, I think a lot of people might be listening to this and actually may have missed all the news recently about the new Sailor Moon anime. So basically what has happened recently, I guess the biggest news, we know it's confirmed for July launch this year in Japan. Still no TV channels announced in Japan, but it will be streaming internationally on the Nico Nico website, and it will be subtitled in lots and lots of different languages. Definitely, yes, it will be subtitled in English. It says a simultaneous release, but we don't know exactly if that will be like, if it will premiere on Nico Nico and it will stream literally simultaneously, like the same time around the world, for everyone to watch, or if it will air on Japanese TV first and then the streaming will happen maybe 24 hours later and that will stream worldwide. We don't know the exact details, but I wouldn't expect that much of a delay if there is one. So yes, odds are it will be free to view, but we don't really know 100% for sure yet. Nico Nico does have a paid format, but right now I would assume it's free, and any Nico Nico Prime or Premium membership that they require, it would normally be done just to remove ads, I hope, though they have made things pay to view in the past. But fingers crossed it's free. If it is pay to view, the membership is very cheap. I think it's only like $5 to $10 a month, so well worth watching, even if all you watch on there is Sailor Moon. Let's see, it'll be subtitled in 10 different languages with the Japanese audio. I guarantee an English dub will be coming, but it's highly unlikely that it will be happening. within, like, you know, a month of the Japanese broadcast. Odds are we'll get the Japanese broadcast now with the English subtitles, and then we'll get an English dub maybe six months to a year afterwards. It will be a series. We don't know how long the series will go for yet. It will be following the manga arc. It will not be like a rewrite of the original anime. It won't be a remake, like kind of that Dragon Ball, what was it called? Dragon Ball Z Kai. It will be like a completely new anime, like a complete fresh reboot anime interpretation of the manga. So keep that in mind. It will not be continuing after the Sailor Stars. Momoiro Clover Z will be singing the opening and its, I think, closing theme as well. We're not sure exactly what the opening theme is, so they are singing Moonlight Densetsu, the original anime opening, a lot in all their events. I still have my fingers crossed that we'll get something original, though. Toei has been announced as being in charge of the animation. We actually didn't know this until very recently. Depending how much of a fan you are of that studio, they did do the original anime, and they do a lot of new animes now, but they're doing it again. And so, again, yeah, we don't really know exactly what it will look like. We don't know the style yet, but they will be involved behind the scenes. Now, we know the guy who's in charge of the scripts and the planning is called Yuji Kobayashi, and he has worked on Saint Seiya Omega, Smile, Pretty Cure, and Garo, which is an amazing live-action, kind of like Power Rangers for adults. Japanese show. I'm very big fan of it. Very good writing. So I'm very excited that he's on board. Now, the director of the series is Munehisa Sakai. He's worked on series like One Piece and Sweet Pretty Cure. And yeah, he's not bad. It's pretty good too. So with those two creators behind the new anime, I'm actually really, really excited for it now. We don't really know any of the voice actors yet. A lot of it, I think, has changed since the initial broadcast. So stay tuned for more. So definitely one of the biggest things that's happened this month, or let alone week, has been the release of the Sailor Moon 20th Anniversary Memorial Tribute Album in Japan, which has got all these songs from the original anime, but they've all been re-sung and kind of remixed by a lot of modern Japanese artists. It's very, very cool, a fantastic purchase. I can't stress enough that everyone should buy this CD, buy this physical CD, just because if it sells well, then that will basically encourage the companies to release more Sailor Moon CDs in the future. If everyone goes and downloads illegal torrents and everything like that, and it does affect the fandom. Don't think that you're the only person downloading an illegal version. If you can afford it, and it is quite cheap, it is very affordable. It's up there with, especially if you're like an Australian, it's about the same price as an Australian CD, like 20, 30 bucks. So, especially with a Sailor Moon, it's a big project. So I would really recommend doing it if you can. It's definitely a lot cheaper than buying, say, a Japanese Blu-ray or something like that. I've got all the shopping links for this CD on Mookie.net, and most of these online stores do have different prices for the CD itself and the shipping. And that will kind of... please make sure you go through the different policies on each site and actually compare the final price for when you're buying the CD, because you never know, one site might have the CD for more expensive, but the shipping might be cheaper or even free, or another one might have cheap a cheap CD, but really expensive shipping. So, you know, make sure you compare and find a site that works for you. Happy shopping. I've got two videos of this CD. One was an in-store display in Tower Records in Shibuya that I took, and pretty, really cool. And the other one is kind of my unboxing of the CD, my initial impressions of it. So I've got those on this new podcast section of Moonkey.net in this episode's episode notes. So make sure to go check that out after you've listened to this podcast for more information on the CD, the videos I've just talked about, and every other news item I talk about in this episode. Now, the Sailor Jupiter and Sailor Venus themed eyeliners have been announced. Previously, we only had Moon, Mercury, and Mars. So those of you who are really into the new Japanese makeup, congratulations. You now get a Jupiter and Venus eyeliners as well. No pre-orders yet, just the announcement, but pretty exciting nonetheless. Also from Japan, we got new Sailor Moon luggage bags. We got a new figure from this, not Figure Arts and not G Animation. It's another Japanese kind of company, a little kind of just a regular kind of element figure, and actually looks really, really cool. It's a really good arm sculpture. More bag charms, mirrors, and pouches coming our way soon. Lots of new Sailor Moon plushies, and the pre-orders for the plushies are open now for the outers. We got Mini Moon, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. So make sure to pre-order those if you haven't already. These plushies are super popular, and they are selling out. Sorry, just so you know, these Japanese ones are called mini plushies. So they're about the size of, a dog's head, I guess, which is a weird measurement, but that's all I can think of right now. So quite small, or size of a DVD case. There we go. That's less scary. But also G Animation, the American company, has released the Sailor Uranus full-size plushie, and these are slightly bigger, and of course a different design. So all of these in the plushie shopping guide on Mookie.net, so make sure to check it out for images and shopping links for all the plushies. Again, I can't stress, if you want these, buy them, or if you think you'll want them in the future, get them, because these will sell out, and they have been already. There have been three new t-shirts that have popped out in America. We've got a new Sailor Venus one, a Sailor Pluto one, and a Tuxedo Mask Ladies tank top. And they actually look really, really good. I love the Venus one. I love the Tuxedo Mask tank top. There's also been a lot of Sailor Moon S, or Sailor Moon Supers, if you want to call it like that, or Super, third season anime t-shirts that are coming out very, very soon. Shopping links for these aren't out yet because they haven't been released. They've more been just previewed. They'll be coming soon. These designs look fantastic. So stay tuned for those. Again, all these t-shirts are in the t-shirt shopping guide on Mookie.net. We've got more stationery coming soon in Japan. And there's a new Sailor Moon Premium Bandai purse and card case. Pre-orders for these are out now. They're very expensive. They're very kind of premium. I think the purse is almost in the $100 range. But honestly, I've seen, it's obviously not in like the cheap budget Kmart kind of wallet section prices, but it's also not as expensive as, say, like, a Louis Vuitton purse. So it is in kind of the middle ground. It's not really for, teenagers who are working like a cheap minimum wage job. It is very much for, the working woman who can afford, a luxury premium Bandai item. Let me know if you're actually going to get it. I don't think I will, just because I'm trying to be very selective with the merchandise that I'm getting. I'm trying to save money. So I'm really only getting the merch that I will either use myself or is very, very popular, and I will buy it to review for readers and listeners, listeners now, like you Moonies here. So, let me know if you're getting it too. I will try and link to someone else's video reviews if they actually get it and do a video review of it. There's new Gashapons coming. Tuxedo Mask Gashapons have been properly revealed in like colored photos now. And they, of course, have been up for pre-order for a while now. So make sure to grab those if you can. These Gashapons are crazy popular. In Japan, they've been like people going into the Yodobashi Camera and let's just like emptying the Gashapon machines. I'm sorry if you're not sure what a Gashapon is. It's a basically one of those machines where you put like a coin in, turn the dial, and like a random figure or toy comes out in like a plastic egg. I have no idea what we call that in English. I'm sorry, I've been in Japan too long. But a lot of people in the anime fandoms use the Japanese word Gashapon. There have been quite a few sets released in Japan recently. Really only in Yodobashi Camera, not nationwide, not in like convenience stores and shopping centers, only in Yodobashi, I think in like maybe 10 locations in Tokyo. So even for Japanese fans, it's actually quite hard to buy. So everyone's basically just saving time and money and buying complete sets already sorted out on websites. So make sure you do the same thing if you want them to, because some of these individual ones now are selling for like over $100 because they sold out so quickly. Especially like the brooch Gashapons that came out recently, those sold out in like a day after they came out, and now they're selling it for $100 each. But a new second printing of or re-release of those brooch Gashapons are coming out, so you can pre-order those now too. I would do so as soon as you can, because these will sell out too. Something else that's been selling out is the Sailor Moon pens and pointers, which are very hard to find now everywhere in the world, but those are getting a re-release, and we got new outers pointers, which are double as pens as well. So they've got really the sailors, Saturn's glaive and Pluto's staff. It looked very, very, very cool. I got photos and images on the site and on my new Moonkey.net Tumblr. We've also got the Sailor Moon panties and bras. I sound really dirty saying the word panties. I think in America it's kind of normal to say, but I know I'm Australian, so I kind of say undies or underwear. So Sailor Moon undies and bras are open for pre-order now. So grab those if you can, however, whatever you call them, if you're interested in them. Make sure to grab them, because I was just checking a few minutes ago and the full body costume ones are already selling out, and the pre-orders are selling out, and I think they are going to be very, very limited in release in Japan. So that's about it. So I'm sorry if I spoke too fast. I really have been trying to speed through this. I've been trying to keep this episode around the 10-minute mark, but I'm hitting about 16 minutes now. Again, if you want more information and more images on all the Sailor Moon news that I've discussed in this episode, make sure to go to www.moonkitty.net and check out the podcast section, and then search for this episode, episode 1 of the Sailor Moon News Roundup podcast, and you'll find like the episode notes with videos and links to everything I've talked about. Thank you so much for watching. Again, this is the very first episode, and I will be experimenting with the audio levels and the audio quality in general. So sorry if the quality isn't as good as all those pro podcasters. Even podcasts that I've been on before, I've never been on the technical end of it, only on the talking end of it. So please be patient. I will be working it out. And yes, I will be having this podcast uploaded to iTunes and Stitcher. So stay tuned for that. That way you can subscribe on your apps or however you like to listen to your podcast. But for now, you'll be just listening to it on Moonkitty.net. But please make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Google+, Tumblr, which is very new and I'm kind of liking. Lots of Moonies on Tumblr. And I'm also on YouTube, uploading lots of Sailor Moon videos on YouTube. And LinkedIn, if any of you would like to connect with me professionally. If you are on there and you can't kind of send your request my way because it's asking for my email, the email I use on LinkedIn is the same one I use for a contact on moonkitty.net. So just go to the contact page on the site and use that email if you want a friend request me on LinkedIn. And then we can help each other get awesome jobs and make lots and lots of money to spend on Sailor Moon merchandise. Okay, so thanks for watching, guys. Hopefully I will keep this going as much as I want it to keep going, so I'll see you again next Friday next week. Have a great afternoon, guys, and have a great weekend, and I will talk to you later. See you later. Sailor Moon says.